Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
125, Patrick Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
Good ball player okay. For the Cardinals. How important is this game to the Niners, Patrick?
This is a must win for the 49ers, in my opinion. And if I'm in that locker room, that's how I'm feeling. Because like you just said, we lost to these guys in two of the biggest games, you know, two times in the biggest games of the season, and now we have an opportunity to play them in our backyard. You don't know when you have an opportunity to play the team that you lost in the Super Bowl because we're in different, you know, conferences. But yes, this is a huge game. You know, 49ers are now starting to get into their groove. We all know how they like to start the seasons over the past years, which has been kind of slow. You know, midway through the second quarter of the season, that's when the guys and Kyle Shanahan get the team, you know, rolling with the confidence and playing with the aspiration that, you know, everybody was hoping that they start the season with. So this is definitely a must win for the 49ers. If they don't win, the season's not over. But for them losing to the Kansas City Chiefs twice in the Super Bowl game, I'm definitely feeling that this is a must win.
I appreciate that.
See, I'm less interested in how the players feel than how the fans feel about a game like this.
Oh, well, then you know it's on 10. They're on 10. They're like, this is a mini Super Bowl then.
Well, see, I wonder again, because, and I'm being honest here, like, is it a big game? Of course it's a big game. It's a Super Bowl rematch. But I'm wondering if you're a 49er fan, are you fearful going into Sunday's game? Are you confident? Are you concerned? Or do you look at it as, it's just a big game? Like, I want to know, because, and this is what I mean. I don't want to insult 49er fans' intelligence. Yeah. And what I mean by that is, of course it's a big game, but we also know it's sandwiched between Seattle and Dallas, which we know the NFC games are more important. Again, I'm not here to talk about, well, it's not that big. No, it's a big game. It's the biggest, it's probably going to be the most anticipated regular season game so far, the 49ers Chiefs.
Due to the history.
But I'm wondering where 49er fans are with this game. What does a win mean? What would a loss mean? 888-957-9570. Goose right, says the 650. It's our mini Super Bowl. And
I really believe it.
And I don't disagree with that. But it's a mini Super Bowl.
But
you can't wipe the slate clean Sunday, no matter what happens.
But you can feel a whole lot better for the pain that the fans felt after what transpired
in
Vegas.
Better?
It's like getting in a fight and somebody beating you, the same guy beating you up twice,
okay,
and then you catch him somewhere. It's not a full fight, but you get a lick
like
in.
Like Mitch Green?
You have to lick at
in
my
the
man.
Alley?
Yeah, Tyson. But you get that lick in. And then not only do you get the lick in, you laid the Chiefs with their first loss of the season. You send a message like a text to where, you know what, NFL world, we went overtime, but we were the better team. We should have won that game. And here's proof to follow that. So to me, it's a blessing in disguise to where the Chiefs on the schedule gives the Niner fans and players an opportunity. Yeah, it's only one win if you get it. But it's 1.5 in regard to extracting revenge for what went down in that overtime loss. And then we hadn't talked about Jimmy Garoppolo in 18 tearing his ACL in that regular season game against the Chiefs. And then 2022, when McCaffrey was just fresh here, the Chiefs came in here and ran roughshod on you. So when are you? Fred Warner's never beaten Andy Mahomes. He said it.
See,
you think this is just a regular game to him? When it's all said and done, it is. It's just singular one. But damn, Stoney, I could do the math to where it's 2.5 or 3 in regard to the mental psyche.
Yeah,
you're one, two in a row. You got Dallas, your little brother coming in. You could go to the bye 5-3. You don't want to be 3-4. And then here we go. Man.
If I were
you
Kyle Dallas, Shanahan.
You're 4-4 at the break, and that's one of those four losses is the Chiefs. Yuck.
If I were Kyle Shanahan,
right?
And you were my linebacker,
yeah,
I'd be worried about your readiness because I don't think your focus is appropriate.
And I would say, Coach, you don't trust me because you just threw it out to the fans. How the fans feel.
Right.
That was a fan rant.
Okay.
That's how, if I'm a Niner diehard, that's, but you think Bonte Shasky and Carter and Sam and
what
all
about
the Niner fans, they want this.
Yes, I know that. How much? Like, how much, though?
With
they're smart enough to know,
smart enough to know
it's not going to fully alleviate
but
everything.
But for one
we're
Sunday, starting 60 minutes,
okay.
It's our mini Super Bowl.
Okay.
And Kansas City might laugh at that. But you know what? They can. Because they beat you. They beat you twice on the biggest stage. Andy, man.
415. No, no, no. That's his name.
Oh,
that's what he calls himself. No, no, no.
Rest
and I'm gonna have to school him a little bit here.
Dikembe. No,
so
no, no.
He says to me, and this is where nuance comes in. No, no, no. Oh, classic Steiny. From one side of his mouth, Steiny denigrates fans as irrelevant non-players. Then from the other side of his mouth, he pretends to care about what fans think about the game. I'm talking about Ed Anzalone, the fireman Ed. He's a horse's ass. I'm not talking about normal human beings that root for their teams. I like those fans. They're my family.
Oh,
I live with those people.
I'll give you a two.
I love those people. They're my family. Fireman Ed, he ain't in my family. That's the difference. No, no, no.
Stoney, if you don't understand you play D3, the word or the definition of competition, then you're not living. And that's what this is for the Niner faithful. They got sense enough to know this is not the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
But you think they want just a few months after losing that game? You want them to, in a season that hasn't gone, you know, the way that you want it to, you got to get back on your horse. Looks like you're headed in the right direction. What better way to go Derek Jeter and win 2 in a row over the Chiefs and lay their first loss on them? And I'm telling you, the season's not over, but good God.
This is from the 510, and it's, to me, directed right at you.
Give it to me.
You can't go back and change the Super Bowl. You can't.
And that's why
if you win 70-0, you know what? They still won the Super Bowl last year.
No, you're 4-3.
Yeah. But that's why it's important.
But how good is that 4-3 after beating who? Kansas City. That's why it's special.
Guru from the 925. Yeah. You must stop trying to.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To win a game that's already over.
We're talking about Sunday.
Then don't bring up last year. But right. you're saying you can't. You got to think about
that's it. That's what makes this game for the Niners that much more important.
49er fans, talk to me.
How important is this game?
How important is it?
And it means more to the Niners than Chiefs.
I believe that.
Okay.
I do believe that.
And we know why, right? Because they've been the victor.
That's not why I think they want it. They need it more.
I think they need this.
Because the Chiefs are 5-0. And the 49ers are 3-3. That's why the Niners need this game more. Because the Niners, and Kansas City happens to be the opponent, but the Niners need... The reason they need and want to win this game is so they can feel like, you know what, we're back on track toward that Super Bowl run. But if they lose this game, they lose to the Chiefs again. But I think then it becomes way more than just about, well, we can't get over the Chiefs. If you don't beat the Chiefs, it's no longer about the Chiefs. You can't even talk about the Chiefs if you don't beat them.
This will be
Sunday.
Five in a row that you lost to them.
So if you lose this game against the Chiefs,
you got a Chief problem? Would you have a
that
problem?
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter is what I'm saying.
But like to if the you, fans, I think it does, Donnie.
But you have a bigger problem than the Chiefs if you're 3-4.
Yeah, after you play them.
Exactly.
But the fact that they're on the ledger, to me, is a blessing from the football gods because, again, it's almost like you're winning two games with a victory. You're sending a message like, you know what? We took you to the 15 rounds twice. You knocked Jimmy Garoppolo out. You beat us in 2022. It was easy. At some point, you want to put your foot down. And, Steiner, you are so right. If a loss, they're 3-4, and they're getting ready for Dallas, and you're like, okay, when's it ever going to happen? My thing is, is it Marvin Gaye? What a feeling in regard to if you beat them to go one game over 500. And that's your second one in a row. I mean, man, what a springboard for the rest of the season. That's how I'm looking at it.
I don't believe in springboards. I mean, here's what I'm getting at. 888-957-9570, because we got some good ones here.
Chris A. saying we're both right. I don't like that.
I think we are. Love you, Steiny. At 3-3, 1-2 in the division, the following three games after the Chief game, this is what I'm interested in, because I do think that Niner fans know what time it is. Love you, Steiny. Thank you. No. He was just okay. The following three games after the Chiefs game are more important.
But what if we just say you can't focus on that? It's Chief Week.
Yeah.
But Baldy will be in with the rest tomorrow. It's junk week. You got to eat.
That's right.
Like, so
focus on the Chiefs exactly like you focused on Seattle. And exactly like you will focus on Dallas.
All right, so
there it is.
You taking me to task, don't bring up the Super Bowls, I can't. And I'll tell you, don't bring up the games after this is about the Chiefs and what they represent. And they symbolize a hill the Niners cannot climb. And I'm a person that's watched both Super Bowls, 9 quarters, and I thought the Niners were the better team for a majority of the 2 Super Bowls. What can I do with that? Nothing. But you can't tell me this is just another one on the schedule for the Niners.
Yeah, and that's where one of the reasons that I think they are not making it the be-all and end-all, and I don't think any team would make it the be-all and end-all,
is
because the players know. They also know that if we beat the Chiefs, the only thing that happens is we're 4-3. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the Chiefs know you can beat them. The Chiefs know that they can lose to you. That's worth something
to
me. It's not in the standings. Hey, can we hear the Acho sound I don't know if we
can push that to the other side.
Okay, just because we're going up against
it. Yeah, I want to play that and react to it.
Here's a friend of the show. I want his thoughts on this, and you tell me if you agree or disagree.
Like, the reason the 49ers or any team, for that matter, can't make one game bigger than any other game is because if you do that and you get beat, then what? Like, then
it's
what?
It's the same thing, but the mindset
is just... That's why you can't do it, to me.
But I don't think you can run from it. It is what it is.
It's a big game. That's what it is. It's a big game.
Right. But the history of this matchup is they have owned you. And if this were a Christmas game, like the Warriors owned Cleveland, and Cleveland was on the losing side three or four times, you can't tell me the Cavs were not treating that Christmas game as an opportunity to at least... Yeah, it's 1 of 82. Send a message like we can beat your ass.
Well, it depends on how much stake you put in the psychological.
Mm. And the reality of the situation is, here's
the other thing that I know. If for whatever reason the Chiefs and the Niners end up in the Super Bowl, you know what? Sunday's game won't mean a damn thing. Nada. If you don't put stock to a heavy degree in the psychological, I finished the sentence.
Okay, but if the Chiefs were to come in here and win, and you meet them again,
okay,
you best believe you're
same thing.
Nope, I totally disagree.
Okay,
that would be another one on a long list of ownage.
But we've got recent history that proves that what happens in the regular season doesn't ensure anything.
The 49ers won
eight straight games.
But there's no parallel because the Chiefs have beat you in the biggest game of them all twice. So there is no regular season history outside of 2022 and 2018. That's a nothing burger.
The parallel is that you beat the LA Rams eight straight times and you thought and everybody said you had ownage on them. Well, you did until the biggest game you played. Then they beat you. That's all that matters.
In the postseason.
Exactly.
All right.
So that's what I'm saying. I see a scenario which the 49ers lose 30-27 and maybe they win the Super Bowl.
Stoney's funny.
And beat the Chiefs.
My scoreboard says 2-0 in postseason Chiefs, 2-0 in regular season Chiefs since 2018.
Yep.
Fred Warner's admitted, and he said, I have not beat Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So just from that vantage point, yes, one game. But you know, you're smarter than that, and you know ball. They're saying that because Trent Williams did it. But my goodness, you know they're going to have a pep in their step.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.